reach the stars. Pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside, everything it seems. But for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You take my
Employment at Our Common Ground, or OCG. I'm Orville Roach, the Executive Director. OCG has been and continues to be a leader in the substance abuse and mental health treatment field since its inception in California in 1988. OCG has adult outpatient, day treatment, residential, recovery residence, and transitional housing services, all based in San Mateo County. The residential treatment facility is located in East Palo Alto, California. The outpatient, day treatment, and recovery residence facilities are located in Redwood City, California. The transitional housing facility is located in Belmont, California, and the OCG administrative headquarters is based in Redwood City, California. By this time, you have gone through an interview process and have been offered a position with our organization. Shortly, I will walk you through a review of some important organizational personnel forms you will need to complete, sign, and return. Most forms are self-explanatory, so I will not go into much detail. We will also discuss some organizational policies which you will receive that you are to keep and review. You will be asked to sign an acknowledgement of receipt of these policies. Some policies are self-explanatory, so again, I will not go into much detail. If you have any questions that are not covered or answered in this podcast, please feel free to contact our operations assistant by calling 650-367-9030, extension 24, or you may stop by the administrative office if you are on site. The new hire packet checklist will be used by the operations assistant to ensure all the required documents are present and complete. You can use this as your cover sheet and a guide to organize your packet. However, please do not write on this form. We will be requesting copies of various documents. If you do not have means to make copies, you can do so at the administrative office when returning your packet. In addition, certain documents or functions are reimbursable costs. Please save your receipts, request or check request form from the operations assistant, complete the form, attach the receipts, and submit back to the operations assistant for reimbursement. We will now review the new hire packet checklist. The sample hire memo outlines the details of the employment offer, the position you've been hired for, your start date, your rate of pay, full-time or part-time status, whether benefits are being offered, your work location or locations, and the dates certain pre- and post-employment documentations were completed. You will be asked to sign and date your actual hire memo when you return your new hire packet and it is deemed complete. Next is the employment application. Please complete in its entirety. Remember to sign and date. Next, please attach a clean copy of your resume. Next, please attach copies of any degrees, licenses, certifications, and registrations held. Next, please complete the W-4 form. Please print clearly so that we can accurately enter your address and Social Security number into the payroll system. Note, if you wish to change your address in the future, please submit a revised W-4 form to the operations assistant. Next is the I-9 immigration form. Please complete this form in its entirety. Complete Section 1, then sign and date. Review page 2 of the I-9 form and determine if you will provide a document from list A or one document each from list B and C. Next, please attach a clean copy of both your driver's license or state-issued ID card and your Social Security card. A valid passport can be substituted for your driver's license or ID card. Next, please complete the request for employment verification for at least your last three employers and or previous employment that may be relevant to the positions you are applying. Be sure to sign and date the bottom of the form. Please complete the Human Resource and Emergency Contact Questionnaire. Note, if any of this information changes during the course of your employment, please request a new form from the Operations Assistant. Complete and submit the revised form back to the Operations Assistant. Next is the Live Scan Notice and Request for Live Scan Service form. All employees are required to be fingerprinted prior to employment with OCG. You must use the live scan form enclosed in your packet. You may go to any of the locations identified on the live scan notice. This is a reimbursable cost. Next is a criminal record statement. Please complete, sign, and date. Next is the employee confidentiality pledge. The identity and personal health information of clients who enter our programs are protected by Federal Law 42 CFR Part 2, and HIPAA regulations. It is very important that employees become aware of these laws in order to take care not to violate the confidentiality of clients in our care. This form explains the seriousness of the client privacy and confidentiality laws that OCG operates under. Please read carefully, then sign and date. We will now go over some OCG policies. Next is our employee grievance policy. OCG strives to maintain an open-door work environment where employees can, in an informal setting, meet with appropriate staff and resolve issues that might impact the workplace, employee performance, or professional relationships. However, If the informal process does not resolve the issue, an employee may choose to file a written complaint or grievance seeking formal resolution to the issue. This policy outlines the procedure to be followed. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our personnel file review policy and form. This policy explains the process if you wish to either review your personnel file and/or make corrections to items in your personnel file. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our HIV confidentiality policy. This policy explains the laws and regulations governing the rights of clients that are HIV positive. You will receive this via email. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our vehicle parking violations policy. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is the OCG personnel manual. You will receive this via email. Please review this carefully as this covers all of the personnel policies for OCG. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our facility keys policy. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our summary of benefits policy. This is an informational document that outlines the benefits available to the full-time employees of OCG. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. You will be asked to sign an acknowledgement of receipt, even if you are not an eligible employee at this time. Next is our pay date and paycheck receipt policy. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our electronic communications policy. This policy governs your use of electronic communications on OCG computers, laptops, tablets, and phones. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our civil rights policy. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our cultural competency plan. This is OCG's plan for how we aim to provide services and a work environment that are sensitive to the diversity of our clients and staff. The plan is updated annually. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is the OCG strategic plan. This plan outlines what goals OCG as an organization will be focused on for the next 2 years. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next are the OCG statements. This document contains our mission, vision, philosophy, and core values. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our child abuse reporting policy. You will receive this via email. This is a state regulation that requires each employee to acknowledge that they are aware that due to their employment at OCG, they have a requirement to report any suspected child abuse. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our employee drug testing policy. Policy explains the circumstances under which an employee can be asked to submit to an alcohol or drug test. It is important to note that failure to submit to a test requested by a supervisor or his or her designee is sufficient cause for termination of employment. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our sexual harassment policy. OCG prohibits sexually harassing conduct. If an employee is found to have engaged in sexual harassment, they will be subject to appropriate disciplinary action up to and including termination of employment. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is our employee code of ethics policy. Please review this policy very carefully as it governs your behavior as an employee of OCG, your professional behavior if you hold a professional license or certification, and ensures that areas for conflicts of interest and boundaries between employees and clients are clearly defined. This is for you to keep and read at your leisure. Next is the policy memorandum receipt form. It will list the preceding 17 policies that you have received. This form is your acknowledgement that you have received, reviewed, and understand the policies. Please sign and date and return with your packet. Next is the SHOP Employee Medical Plan Enrollment Form. If eligible, please complete in its entirety. Be sure to sign and date where indicated for the employee. Corporate information, such as which Kaiser plan we have, will be completed by the operations assistant. If you are an eligible employee but are declining coverage, be sure to complete the declination of coverage page, sign, and date. If you are not an eligible employee, please disregard this form. Next is the standard dental enrollment form. If eligible, please complete in its entirety. Be sure to sign and date. Corporate information will be completed by the operations assistant. If you are not an eligible employee, please disregard this form. Next is the pre-employment health screen form. You can take this form with you for your pre-employment health screen. The medical services company may choose to use their own form. That is fine. There is no cost to you for this service. The operations assistant will give you an authorization form for the health screen. Next is the TB test. The health screen form can also be utilized for this purpose. Again, the medical service company may choose to use their own form. There is no cost to you for this service. The operations assistant will give you an authorization form for the TB test. Next, if you have current and valid first aid and CPR certifications, please provide copies of the certifications. If you do not have one or both certifications, you may become certified at the website provided on the notice. Please be sure to submit your certifications as soon as you receive them. This is a reimbursable cost. Note that reimbursement will not be issued until copies of the certifications are submitted to the operations assistant. Next is the direct deposit enrollment form. If you wish to sign up for direct deposit, please complete the form and attach the required voided document. Note, at this time, OCG has suspended the direct deposit option for employees, but we plan to reinstate it in the very near future. If you do not wish to enroll in direct deposit, you may disregard this form. Next is the on-duty lunch policy and agreement. Please review the policy and agreement carefully. Sign and date. If you opt out of the on-duty lunch agreement, please complete the off-duty lunch agreement. Sign and date. Next is the alternative work week schedule. Please review, sign, and date. Next is the pre-designation of personal physician. Please review, complete, sign, and date. This concludes the New Employee Orientation Podcast. You will be required to sign a form certifying that you have listened to this podcast. If you have any questions in regards to your employment at OCG that have not been covered here, please feel free to ask the operations assistant. They will either provide an answer or direct you to the person who can assist you. OCG strives to take advantage of the various means of electronic communication, understanding that supervising staff are often very busy with program services. You may obtain the email address of supervisory staff and also choose to communicate via email if you have pre-employment-related questions or concerns. Within the first week of your employment, your supervisor will go over your job description with you. This same form will be utilized to evaluate your performance prior to the close of your 6-month probationary period and then annually thereafter. Within the first 2 weeks, you will receive an OCG email account. You can either choose to use the OCG email as your official contact for OCG business, or you can have it forwarded to a personal email of your choice, or you can decline the OCG email and choose to use your own personal email to conduct OCG business. Please advise the executive assistant if any of these alternatives will apply. In addition, there will be monthly on-site trainings and audio trainings available at your convenience, so you can become fluent in the OCG treatment program concept, methods, policies, protocols, and practices. Again, welcome to OCG. And I hope your employment here is very fulfilling. Thank you.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ah, the most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.